感谢主给我机会到 Houston 来和弟兄姊妹交通。
I thank the Lord for giving me opportunity to come to Houston and to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
在波特兰的弟兄姊妹问候大家好。
And the brothers and sisters at Portland greet you all.
我首先要抱歉。
First, I need to apologize.
可能主要我隐藏一点，所以让我喉咙哑掉。
Maybe the Lord wants to reframe me so that I lost my voice.
所以我今天可能盼望圣灵来弥补一切人的缺欠。
This morning we ask the Holy Spirit to make up all the lackings of men.
我们读几处的经文。
We will first read several scriptures.
首先请我们翻到启示录。
First, let us turn to Revelation.
21章。
Revelation 21.
我们把这整章圣经一直读到22章第五节。
We will read the entire chapters all the way to chapter 22, verse 5.
我不知道，或者这样哈，我们大家同声的来读。
We will read it in unison.
我们分段的读，第一段我们请大家读第一节到第二节。
We will read in sections. So first, we will read verse 1 and 2.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，还也不再有。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了。就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我们再读第三节到第八节。
We will now read verse 3 to 8.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看啊，神的帐幕在人间，
and he shall dwell among them,
他要与人同住，他们要做他的子。”
And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there shall no longer be any death. There shall be no longer any mourning or crying or pain. The first thing had passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true.
又有 And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega,
the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water of life without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the cowardly and unbelieving, and abominable and murder, and immoral persons, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, their parts will be in the lake that burns with the fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。我们在读第九节到第十四节。
Now we will read from verse 9 to 14.
我们一起来。
Let's read.
拿着七个金碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说：“你到这里来，我要将新妇，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。”我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我，城中有神的荣耀。城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像地狱明如水晶。
And at the gates, 12 angels. The names were written on them, which are those of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. There were three gates on the east, and three gates on the north, and three gates on the south, and three gates on the west.And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
然后我们再从15节读到第21节。
Now we read from verse 15 to 21.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
对我说话的，拿着金苇子当尺，要量那城和城门城墙。
And the city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as the width. And he measured the city with the rod 400 miles. Its length and width and height are equal. He measured its wall 72 yards, according to human measurements, which were also angelic measurements. And the material of the walls were jasper. The city was pure gold, like clear glass.
The foundation stones of the city
were all adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz.
第八是翡苍玉第九是红碧玺第十是翡翠第十一是紫玛瑙第十二是紫金十二个门是十二颗珍珠每门是一颗珍珠城内的街道是金金好像明透的玻璃我们再从二十二节一直读到二十二章第五节
We will read now from verse 22 to chapter 22, verse 5.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
我为建城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀。归于那城，城门白昼总不关闭，在那里原没有黑夜。人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城，凡不洁净的，必那行可憎与虚谎之事的，总不得进那城。只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的，才得进去。天使又指示我。在城内街道当中一道生命水的河明亮如水晶从神和羔羊的宝座流出来在河这边与那边有生命树结十二样果子每月都结果子树上的叶子乃为医治万民以后再没有咒诅在城里有神和羔羊的宝座他的仆人都要侍奉他也要见他的面他的名字必写在他们的额上不再有黑夜他们也不用灯光日光因为主神要光照他们他们要做王直到永永远远我们再请读几处的经文
We will still read several more scriptures.
希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章我们从我们就读第十节
Hebrews chapter 11, we will just read verse 10.
我们找着了还是请我们同声的读
Again, let's read together.
一起来因为他等候那座有根基的城就是神所经营所建造的我们在读十六节
Verse 16
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡就是在天上的所以神被称为他们的神并不以为耻因为他已经给他们预备了一座城我们再请翻到诗篇
Let's turn to Psalms
诗篇第八十七篇
Psalm 87
这里一共七节我们一起读一下
Here there are seven verses and we will read all seven verses
诗篇八十七篇我们一起来
Psalm 87
耶和华所立的根基在圣山上他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处神的城啊有荣耀的事来指着你说的我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人是在认识我之中的看哪、啊、腓力士和推罗并古时人个个生在那里论到锡安必说这一个那一个都生在其中而且至高者并亲自监立这城当耶和华记录万民的时候 他要点出这一个身在那里歌唱的跳舞的都要说我的全源都在你里面。请我们有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praises.
因为你对我们的爱，你所赐给我们的是远非我们心思所能明白，也是我们耳朵眼睛都从未听过从未见过的。
For your love, abundant love for us, and what you have given us is not what we can comprehend, nor our eyes have seen, nor our ears have heard.
今天早晨我们来到你的跟前。
This morning we come before you.
主啊，你已经让我们享受到你的宝贵和真实。
You have allowed us to enjoy your preciousness.
我们为此献上我们的感谢。
For this, Lord, we give you our thanks.
主啊，我们仍然向你承认。
Lord, we still confess to you.
照着我们的本相，我们是一无所有的。
According to who we are, we have nothing.
我们也是一无所事的。
And we are nothing.
我们更是什么都不能做的。
We are also unable to do anything.
所以我们来到你的跟前。
And that's why, Lord, we need to come before
you. 求你借着圣灵帮助我们。
That you may help us through the Holy Spirit.
让我们能看见你让使徒约翰所看见的。
Lord, show us what you have shown to Apostle John.
听见使徒约翰所听见的。
Allow us to hear what Apostle John had heard.
好叫我们众人的心都被你自己所充满。
And so that all our hearts will be filled by you.
愿你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
我们刚才读启示录二十一章。
We had just read Revelation 21.
这一次呢，主给我一点感觉和大家分享。
And this time, the Lord has given me a burden to share upon this chapter with you.
但是我实在觉得自己的贫穷和不足。
But I indeed found myself in poverty and in lack.
所以呢，我们恳求主帮助我们众人。
So we need to ask the Lord to help us to know this chapter.
我要谢谢在 Houston 的弟兄姊妹们。
I want to thank the brown sisters who are in Houston.
昨天我们翻译的姊妹问我，你有题目了吗？
Yesterday, our sister who translates says, "Do you have a topic?"
我跟她讲，我有经文，没有题目。
I told her I have Bible verses, but no topic.
到今天早上，她又问我，你有题目了吗？
This morning, she asked me again, "Do you have a topic?"
我感谢主，昨天早晨我跟魏弟兄交通。他给我了一个题目。
I thank the Lord that when I fellowship with Brother Wei yesterday in the morning, he has given me a topic.
我把它称作神旨意的完成。
And I call it the
成全。
I call it the fulfillment of God's will.
God's purpose.
Oh, God's purpose.
或者我们这样的稍微用我们平常用的这个词啊，神永远旨意的完成。
The completion of God's purpose.
好。我不晓得刚才弟兄姊妹们读了二十一章到二十二章第五节。
Just now, Brown Sister has just read Revelation 21 verse 5.
大家有没有印象啊？这一段圣经里面记载什么事情
？Do you still have an impression what is recorded in this chapter？
我就着我个人的领会和大家分享一点。
I will share with you according to my own understanding.
第一件事情呢？是神使约翰呢看见了新天新地。
The first thing God has allowed John to see the new heaven and new earth.
第二件事情呢，神让他看见了新耶路撒冷从神那里由天而降。
The second thing he saw was the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven from God.
第三件事情呢，可能比较微小一点。
The third thing is a little bit.Smaller.
但是很多弟兄姊妹呢对这个很有兴趣。
But many people are very interested with these matters.
就是在新天新地里面还有列国，还有地上的君王。
And that is within this new heaven and earth, there are the nations and kings.
这一段圣经里面基本上就是这三件事情。
So this chapter talks basically concerning these matters.
当然，这三件事情里面的中心和那个主题。但是那一座城就是羔羊的妻羔羊的心腹
Of course, the center and the theme of this chapter, it is still on this new city, which is the bride, the bride of the Lamb.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们呢、啊，当我们这样粗略的读了一遍、啊、若是你有机会好好的去读，好好的去思想，把它弄清楚的时候，我们会有什么感觉？
And I don't know how much impression you get just by reading it quickly, but if you have a chance, an opportunity to truly meditate upon this chapter, I don't know what you will gain from this chapter.
刚才我们在波饼聚会的时候唱的，如果我记得不错，有一首诗歌里面讲到耶稣要带我去哪里。
And just now at the Lord's table meeting, I recall we sang a hymn that tells us where the Lord will lead us.
主要带我们去哪里。
Where the Lord will lead us.
主救我们，要救我们到什么光景？
He has saved us, and to what state?
要达到什么样的地步？
To what realm we will attain?
可能有的人想的就是今天一个基督徒变成一个道貌岸然的样子。
And maybe for some of you would think that today a Christian will become someone that is quite holy.
变得呢走路很慢，说话也很温和。
And there will be a person who walks slowly and speak gently.
弟兄姊妹，可能也有人想到了，主带我到一个教会啊，大家努力的传福音。
Or you may think that the Lord will lead you to a church where everyone in the church preach the gospel fervently.
到底主耶稣带我们到哪里
？Truly, where will the Lord lead us to?
感谢神，他启示给他的教会。
We thank the Lord for He has revealed that to His church.
这一段圣经给我们看见了。神那永远的旨意，他要成全在他儿女们的中间。
In this scripture, he shows us that God will fulfill His eternal purpose to His in His children.
并且这一座城呢，在还没有时间之前呢，神已经预备好了。
And this city was already prepared before there's even the concept of time.
所以我们称它叫做神永远的目的。
And that's why we call this God's eternal purpose.
因为永远跟时间是没有关系的。
Because eternity has nothing to do with time.
永远乃是神里面的性质。
Eternity is the nature of God.
所以在希伯来书第十一章十六节里面讲到。
In Hebrews 11:16 tells us.
神被称作亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，也不以为耻。
And that God is not ashamed to be called the God of Abraham and Jacob.
因为他们在地上的时候，等候仰望这一座有根基的城。
For when they were on earth, while they were on earth, they were waiting for the city with foundation.
这一座城呢，是神所经营、所建造的。
And this city whose architect and builder is God.
在我们的想象中呢，神还在那里做。
In our concept, we believe that God is still working.
在我们的经历中，我们也见证神在我们身上做。
In our experiences, we also know that God continues to work.
但是在神那一面。
But from God's perspective,
在第十六节里面说，神已经为他们预备好。
Verse 16 tells us that God has already prepared for them.
神已经做成。
God has already finished.
所以今天我们的经历呢，是在神的旨意里面呢，我们往回去，我们去得着他的。
And so today, as for our experiences, is something that we gain as we look back.
弟兄姊妹，当我们明白的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we understand this,
我们心里面何等的安息，何等的喜乐。
How much rest and joy we will gain.
当我们看自己的时候，我们觉得主啊，我怎么可能会在那一座城里面有份
？Because when we look at ourselves, we think, Lord, how can I be part of your city?
我这么软弱
，I am so weak.
这么微小。
I am so
我失败了又失败。
I failed and failed again.
我们看自己不可能。
And we look at ourselves, we are impossible.
但是在神那一面，神已经做成了。
But from God's view, He has already completed.
这是我们信心的根基。
And this is the foundation of our faith.
我们知道神亲自今天在我们身上做。
For we know God Himself has
completed this work. 我们心里面就充满了安息，
and our
充满了喜乐和赞美，
peace and rest.
也充满了爱慕。
We are also filled with adoration.
当我们读这一段圣经的时候，
When we read the scriptures,
我们看见里面多少美好的字眼。
We see that there's so many beautiful words.
第一个就是新。
First is new.
我们知道今天的人都喜欢新，对不对？
We know that everyone today loves something that's new.
所以很多年轻人呢，两年就要换一个电脑。
And many young people will change a computer every 2 years because they want the latest and the newest.
有一个弟兄呢，他的女儿还在读。刚刚进高中了，一年就换了三个手机了。
And we have a brother among us that his daughter just entered into high school and she changed cell phone 3 times a year.
这里我们看见那个心呢，哇，是我们不能想象的。
Here we see this new is something beyond.
是我们肉身的眼睛从来没有看过的。
It's something our physical eyes have never been.
你用人最聪明的心思去想，也想不到的。
You use the best intelligence of man, they cannot imagine.
那个心，每一个人在耶稣基督里都尝到过。
But that newness we have all tasted in Christ Jesus.
今天早晨我们拨饼的时候，你有没有尝到主的滋味
？This morning at the Lord's table meeting, have you tasted of the Lord?
你里面感觉是什么呢
？What is the feeling in your heart?
好新鲜呐！
Isn't it refreshing?
真奇妙啊
！It is wonderful.
我们的主是这样的一位主。
Our Lord is such God.
我们看见这一章圣经里面充满了这些的字眼。
And we see this chapter is filled with such wonderful words.
讲到光荣光，讲到宝贵。
It talks about the glorious light.
讲到又高又大。
It talks about great and grand walls.
今天人都喜欢高大。
Today we know people likes to be great.
但是这也不是我们想象的高大。
But this is also not of our own understanding.
我们看见今天甚至有些神的儿女们呢，希望把自己的聚会呢盖得大一点。
We know that many children of God today wants to build up their church building to be a great high place.
好像有一天我这个人过去了，别人还纪念这是某某人在这里服侍过。
And so that once I pass away, people will still remember so and so once served here and built this building.
甚至人还没有过去那个叫抓地上的这些人认为高大的东西。
So we grapple on the things of this world to consider as great and
mighty. 这里面明亮、宝贵，许多的名词叫我们的惊奇。
And here, this chapter is filled with words of illumination and preciousness.
我们也看见这一段圣经里面有很鲜明的对比。
We also see contrast, great contrast.
我们看见呢，在神的那，在这个城里面呢，我们看见又明亮又透明哈。
Inside the city, we see transparency and brightness.
但是那些呢，不能进去的，我们看见又胆怯的，又这个不信的哈，
but
各式各样的。
But those who are unable to enter into the city are the cowardly and unbelieving.
这是一种的对比，神把它分开来了。
This is the contrast which God has separated these people.
那些虚谎的哈，那些的这个不洁净的，并且行可憎的，都跟这个城没有份。
All the abominable, the immoral, all those who practice sorcerers, idolatry had nothing to do with the city.
这是一种的对比。
This is a kind of contrast.
另外一面呢，我们看见这个城呢，你外面看呢又高又大。
On the other hand, we see that this city has great and high
walls. 我们中文翻译说这个城呢是长宽高都一样，是四千里。
And the Bible tells us the height and the width and the length are all the same. It is 72 yards.
不是 more than.
Let's see. It's 1500 miles.
对，在我的那个达比圣经的翻译呢是 12,000 stadia、mm-hmm. 啊，这个大概就是呢2400公里这么大，相当的大，这是人的尺寸。
It's 1500 miles, so it's about 12,000.
我们看见外观呢，这个城那么大了，但是进到里面呢，你想想看，其实它很空的。
And we see that this is such a great city, but once you enter in, imagine it's quite empty. And our comprehension is quite empty.
我们看见在里面呢是神和羔羊。
Because inside is just God and the Lamb.
当然神是 infinite.
Of course, God is infinite.
但是羔羊，你想想看，在地上的羔羊，它这个不是说一岁的那个羔羊，羊羔，它这个是刚刚生下来的。
And the lamb, you imagine the lamb on earth, it's not a one-year-old lamb, but it's the one lamb that was just born.
所以有的英文叫做这个 lamb king, 是很小很小的。
And this lambkin is very small.
你看，这是一个很大的对比。
And so again, you see this great contrast.
给人外面看起来它伟大了，但一进到里面的时候，它非常非常的微小。
Outwardly, it seems very grand, but as you enter in, you see something very
small. 我们实在要求主开我们的眼睛。
We need the Lord to open our eyes.
当我们稍微领会一点点的时候。
When we have some understanding.
有的时候我们像诗歌里面讲的，勇士荣光呢，向我们闪耀。叫我们魂不守舍。
As soon as we have seen a little bit of
a glimpse of eternal light, 我们看见这一点了，弟兄姊妹，你我一定倒下来。
If we just seen a glimpse of the eternal light, we will all fall.
你就发现我们人何等的骄傲。
We find that we are so
何等的无知。
We are so ignorant.
啊，我们何等的不知道在神的面前追求。
We don't know how to pursue God.
啊，教会里面有一个敬畏的感觉。这个英文呢叫做 in awe.
It creates a feeling of awe in us.
我常常听年轻人唱啊 ，In awe we worship you.
I often hear the young people sing.
你到底什么叫做 awe？ 你可能还没有尝过。
But you have never tasted what that feeling of awe.
我们实在需要求主开我们的眼睛。
We need the Lord to open our eyes.
我们会感觉像我这样的人跟那个城会有份吗？
Can we be part of that city?
有时候我在飞机场，有时候我到人群中间站在那里，我忽然感觉呢，主啊，如果不是你拣选我，我就跟这些人一样。
Sometimes when I'm in the midst of a crowded airport, I often have this feeling, Lord, if you have not chosen me, I will just be like one of these people
who are busy
about. They're running about.
像我上个礼拜呢，刚好是 Super Bowl 的 day， 我 travel。
And last weekend, I just happened to travel on Super Bowl weekend.
我就看见那些连这个 pilot 在飞机上都每隔十分钟就报一次，现在谁 touchdown 了？现在怎么样？
Even the pilot,
你看全飞机的人都为着这个事情。
Even the pilot will announce every 10 minutes who had made a touchdown and the progress of the game. And
一下飞机呢，就盯着那个电视。
And as soon as we landed, everyone was watching the TV.
弟兄姊妹，我们活在地上。
But sister, we live on this earth.
不是说我们不需要做这些事情。
It doesn't mean that we don't need to do these things.
但是我们要求主让我们看见我们的神。
But we need to ask God to show us our God.
看见他在我们身上给我们什么。
To see what He desired to give us.
我们的感觉爱好就不一样了。
But sister, our desires will be different.
我实在感觉哈，若是主真的开我们的眼睛。
I truly feel that if the Lord had opened our eyes so that we can see.
我们就说主啊，我不配。
Then we will say, Lord, I'm unworthy.
我也不能。
I am unable.
我也不是。
I am.
我在哪一点上面够资格，能够跟那个城有份
？I am not qualified in anything to be part of that city.
叫我们服下来说，这是神的拣选。
Call us to submit before God and says, Lord, it is your choice. It is your election.
每次我们拨饼的时候，不晓得弟兄姊妹，我们坐在这里，你的心灵是不是服下来
？Every time we break bread before the Lord.A brother, sister, I don't know if your heart has yielded to him.
可能要到将来我们才知道这个救我的恩典何等的浩大。
Maybe only in eternity you will understand how great is the salvation.
在我的身上，居然他给我这样的荣耀。
That in me he has given me such glory.
另外一面。
On the other hand,
若是我们今天进入侍奉
，If we enter into service,
你明白这个城。它的意义的话
，If you understand the meaning of the city，
你要看看我们服侍出来的是不是那个样子。
Then you will look what you serve, the outcome of your service.
我们能做的是不是那个东西
？Is this what you have done？
我就发现承认说主啊，我不能，我根本不会做。
I discovered and confessed to God and says, Lord, I can't do it.
我们在服侍中呢，可能就谦卑一点。
Maybe we will learn to be humble in our service.
因为这座城呢，它不是说看呢、啊。众圣徒努力完成了，现在交给神了，我们献堂了。
And because in this
great city, 你看今天很多神的儿女就做这种事情。
In the great city, we didn't say, "Behold, what all the saints have completed." Now we offer.
我们跟神说，这是我们的工作，感谢主给我们信心，我们完成了。
Many times we say, "Lord, behold, this is our work. We have completed. Now we're done."
在这里，人一点功劳都没有。
But sister, here we don't see any effort.
因为这座城是从天而降。
For this city come down from
heaven. 是由神那里来的。
It came from God.
告诉我们说它是神做的。
It tells us God alone.
是出于神的。
It is.
里面一切都是神自己。
Everything within it is God.
弟兄姊妹，你我能够把基督给人吗
？But sister, can you and I give other people Christ?
我们可以把基督的道理给人。
We can give the teaching of Christ.
我们可以把基督的文化给人。
We can give the culture of Christ.
但是我们不能把基督给人。
But we cannot give.
除非圣灵使用我们。
Unless the Holy Spirit is.
除非圣灵在我们中间。
Unless the Holy Spirit is in our midst.
我们要承认。
We have to confess.
我们若是自己努力，永远没有希望。
By our own effort, it is always hopeless.
我们会 dismayed.
We will be dismayed.
我们跟主说，主啊，我需要你的怜悯。
We will say, Lord, I need.
如果你不开我的眼睛。
Unless you open my eyes.
如果你不得罪我这个人。
Unless you gain.
如果你不破碎我。
Unless you break me.
弟兄姊妹们。我们在神的工作上面就没有永远的性质。
Brothers and sisters, then there will be no eternal nature in all.
弟兄姊妹们，因为这里神要得着的
是出于他自己的。
Because what God wants to attain here is something from Himself.
这叫我们今天呢安于主量给我的环境。
This causes us to submit to the environment which God has measured for me.
我们被主摆在一个环境，主要在我们身上制作那个圣城的性质。
Many times God places in a circumstance so that He can work the nature of the holy city.
但是我们的眼光是看见另外一件事情。
Yet our eyes are always on
something else. 所以我们天天跟神冲突。
And every day
we conflict with God. 我们不知道。
Because we don't know.
我只是觉得我的弟兄跟我冲突。
We just felt that we have conflict with our brothers.
因为我们弟兄看见了，是吧？他就不愿意我这样做，也不要我那样做，啊，我们就很生气啊。
Because our brother already has seen, therefore he doesn't want me to do things this way or that way.
你有没有经历这个阶段呢？
And we are filled with anger.
我承认，我们到年轻大概有十几年了，我天天有这种冲突的感觉。
In my younger days, for a decade, I have this feeling of conflict.
因为那时候充满了自己的这个抱负、雄心，啊，自己的这个力量 energy.
And because at that time I was filled with my own ambitions and my own energy.
啊，我就想说，主啊，你现在不用我何时呢？
And I told God,
等到什么时候？等到我老了、生病了，啊，那你就可以用我了吗？
I said, Lord, if you don't use me now, when are you going to use me? Are you going to wait until I am old and sick?
这都是我们人的意念。
But sister, these are all the will of man.
其实神正在用你。
Because God is using you.
神正在我们里面做工。
God is working in you now.
但是我们不知道。
But we don't know.
所以我们就在环境中呢，跟神过不去。
And therefore we have conflict with God in our environment.
我们是属灵到一个地步，我不觉得我跟神过不去，我只是觉得这个弟兄给我们难处啊。
Of course, we're so spiritual, we don't think that we're having conflict with God, we just think we have conflict with our brothers.
我只觉得这个弟兄没看见了，他没看见我看见了。
I just felt that this brother has not seen what I have seen.
我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask God to open our eyes.
当我们看见了，我们就跟主说，主啊，我软弱无力。
When we have seen him, then we will confess.
从旧约到新约，每一个这样遇见神的目的的人，他们都感觉自己软弱无力，他们所以倒在地上像死了一样。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, we see that everyone who has seen God in such a way,
they
consider themselves as weak and powerless.
弟兄姊妹，我要恭喜你。
But and sister, if you have such feeling, then I congratulate you. Because God can now begin to use you.
神开始在你身上已经做工了。
God is working in you.
如果我们还觉得我们还有抱有志未深呢？
And if you still feel that you have things to offer to God, then maybe God still needs to humble you for several years.
激发我们追求主自己。
And this will cause us to pursue God Himself.
若是我们再看见这一幅图画，
if we see this picture,
弟兄姊妹。这是一幅完整的满足神心意的一幅图画。
This is a complete and perfect picture which satisfies God's heart.
这是一个标准尺度。
And this is a standardized measurement.
我们要用这个来检验我们今天的生活和侍奉。
We need to use this to examine our ministry and our life today.
检验我们里面的动机。
To examine all our inner motives.
检验我们里面的性质。
And to examine all our nature.
检验我们外面所有的活动。
Examine all our outward activities.
好叫我们今天的在时间中所做的有永远的价值。
So that what we accomplish in time will have eternal value.
我们今天很多人呢以地上的成就为夸耀。
Today many of us boast on what we accomplish on this earth.
好，所以我碰见有些弟兄他有三个 PhD 啊。
I met some brother who has three PhDs.
而且还很年轻。
And then he's still quite young.
但是得救以后，我们将来见主面，你带 PhD 主要不要呢？
And yet after he's saved, if he has to meet Lord face to face, does God
want his PhD? 我们用
人
的想法，将来到主面前呢，这个最满足神心意的站在最前面，是不是那个拿三个 PhD 的就站在最第一个了？
And we always put it this way, those who can satisfy God's heart the most will stand in the front. So with this brother with three PhDs, will stand in front.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹答案都知道，地上的事情都要过去。
I think our brothers and sisters realize that everything on this earth will pass away.
我们需要求主开我们的眼睛。
We need the Lord to open our eyes.
所以在这一段圣经里面呢。
So that in this scripture,
我把它分成四部分和大家交通。
I divide into four sections to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
第一部分呢，就是我刚才提到的， 这个我们看见了新天新地。
The first section is what I have mentioned already, the new heaven and new earth.
看见了圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降。
The second is the seeing the new city Jerusalem coming down from heaven and from God.
在这个新天新地里面，不仅有神，有羔羊，有教会。
And we see that in this new heaven and earth, not only there is God, the Lamb, and the church.
并且呢，我们看见在将来的勇士里面呢，教会有功用的，所以它还有列国和地上的君王。
We see that church will also has its function in eternity.
第二部分呢，
therefore we see the nations and the kings.
就第三节到第八节。
And the second portion is found from verse 3 to 8.
我们刚才读就是这样分段读的。
And we have already read
in such order. 第三节到第八节，我们看见在这里呢，神他的对今天神儿女们的供应和预备。
And from verse 3 to 8, we see God's provision to his children today.
所以他说，凡口渴的，我就赐给他生命泉的水，白白的让他喝。
And he says, all those who thirst,I will give him from the spring of water of life without cost.
然后神呢，他对他的儿女们有一个呼召，就是得胜的呼召。
And then God has a calling to his children, that is to be overcomers.
呼召我们得胜。
To call us to be
overcomers. 然后对于得胜者，他有一个应许。
And for the overcomers, he also have a promise.
我们能够承受这个产业。
That we can inherit this heritage.
第三部分呢？
And the third.Section.
好，刚才我和弟兄姊妹读哈，我们就看见这里要讲到那个新耶路撒冷圣城。
And we see that this is the new city Jerusalem.
它是羔羊的妻，是新妇。
It is the bride of the Lamb. It's the new.
在这个新耶路撒冷，这个我们又分四部分交通。
In this New Jerusalem, we can also divide into four parts.
第一部分呢是第九节到第十四节。
The first is found in verse 9 to 14.
在那里描述它的性质。
It describes the nature.
或者它的 characteristic, 它特性。
What a characteristics.
第二部分呢，第十五节到第十七节。
From verse 15 to 17 is the second portion.
在这里讲到这一座城它的度量。
It talks about the capacity of this new city.
这个度量已经丰满地达到了神儿子耶稣基督的度量。
And this capacity has already reached to the stature of Christ.
第三段呢是十八节到二十一节。
Verse 18 to verse 21 is the third section.
在这里是讲到这一座城它所用的材料和它的结构。
It talks about the material and structure of this city.
这讲到呢，今天神呢借着圣灵。在时间中怎样把基督组织在我们里面。
It tells us how God is
in time, how God constitutes Christ in us by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
对不起。
That's all right.
我们第四段是第21章22节到22章5节。
The fourth section is from verse 22 to chapter 22, verse 5.
在这里讲到城的内容和它的功用。
Here tells us the content of the city and its function.
这讲到这个城在勇士里面的职分。
It tells us the eternal ministry of this city.
我们到勇士里面不是大家都退休了，我们就安息到永永远远。
When we enter into eternity, we do not just retire and then just rest.
是的，我们见到主的面，一定得着完全的安息。
Of course, when we see God face to face, we will have eternal rest.
但是那个安息不是我们的，就什么事都不做了。
But that eternal rest doesn't mean that we will do nothing and just retire.
你知道，今天很多人一退休啊，什么事都不做就生病。
And today, many people when they retire and do nothing, they become sick.
将来进到勇士里面，弟兄姊妹，你我真正的功用才开始。
Brother and sister, once we enter into eternity, we will begin to utilize our true
functions. 今天神是借着时间来训练我们
today,
来把我们组成可以进那个勇士的功用。
Today, God is using time to train us, to constitute us so that we can fulfill our eternal, our duties in eternity.
我把这一段圣经呢稍微的这样和大家做一个介绍。
And this is a brief introduction to this chapter.
我们来到二十一章第一节。
We come back to chapter 21, verse 1. 使徒约翰呢，他说我又看见。And Apostle John says, I saw.
他说呢，然后呢，过不久他说我又看见。第二节他就我又看见。
And verse 2, again he says, I saw.
第三节他说我听见。
And verse 3 says, I heard.
好，我们看见呢，这个再不久呢，他这个第六节说他又对我说，这讲到神呢在宝座上对他说话。
In verse 6 he said to me, and this tells us what God has spoken to him from the throne.
我盼望呢今天早晨我们读了这一章圣经。
I hope that as we read this chapter this morning.
好，我们回到主面前呢，我们在生活中要有一个祷告。
As we return before God, we need to have a prayer before him.
主啊，让我看见。
Lord causes me to see.
基督徒属灵生活有福的点就是我们的眼睛可以看见。
Brother and sister, the blessedness of Christian life is that we can have spiritual
seeing. 我们二主的很喜欢旅游啊，去看旧造。
Today, many people likes to take vacation to look at old creation.
这个旧造已经够我们看不完了，对不对？
And even in this old creation, we cannot finish.
有些年轻人呢，每个周末都出去啊。
Some young people will go out every weekend.
我记得我女儿呢，在 Tennessee 读书毕业的时候，我去接她。
I remember when my daughter was studying in Tennessee. As she graduated, I went to.
现在争，大家也是争旧造的事情。
And all our quarrels that took place in the meeting is also of all the old creation.
开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask God to open our eyes to see this newness.
弟兄姊妹，你我得救得着的是一个新的生命。
But sister, when you and I are saved, we have received a new life.
这个生命是因着主耶稣，就是主自己。
And this life is because of Jesus Christ. It is of himself.
服侍在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit has ministered in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，他们尝到了这个滋味。
So when some brothers and sisters have taste of it,
他们还是看旧造，但是没有味道。
They still look at the old creation, but it has become tasteless.
有一个弟兄呢，我们年轻时候做同伴。
There was a brother who was my companion younger days.
前不久他来看我。
Not too long ago, he came to visit me.
他跟我说，我年轻的时候追求啊，年长弟兄说啊，旧造看一遍就够了。
And when I was pursuing after the Lord, older brother tells me all the old creations you only need to see it once.
但是新造是看不厌的。
But the new creations you can never get tired of it.
如果我们没有看见新造呢，我们会觉得我们聚会啊真是没意思啊。
If we have not seen the new creation, then we feel that our meeting is very boring.
没有看过新造，我们就觉得别人那个样子，为什么我们不做呢？
And without seeing the new creation, then we will see why don't we follow somebody else's
method? 我们没有看过新造呢，我们就天天里面不满足，因为旧造不能让你满足的。
Without seeing the new creations, we cannot be satisfied.
我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
看见那个新天新地。
To see the new heaven and new earth.
他说不再有海了。
He says there's no longer
any sea. 在旧造里面，海是把人阻隔的东西。
We know that in the old creation, sea is something that separates man. 旧
造的海里面是一个，它是也是一个权势。
And the sea is also a reign.
是一个 authority.
It's an authority.
它是一个权势。所以呢，我们看见这个旧造里面海要受审判的。
And we see that in the old creation, the sea will also be judged.
在新天新地里面没有这些东西。
In the new heaven and earth, there's no such thing.
我们求主让我们在这些点上有追求。
We ask the Lord help us to pursue Him in these several points.
然后他讲到圣城新耶路撒冷。
And then he talks about the new city Jerusalem.
是从神那里由天而降。
It came from heaven. It came out of heaven from God.
从天而降的，预备好了。
It is prepared.
就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
It has been made ready like a bride waiting for the bridegroom.
在这里也是，我们在启示录里面是充满了表号的一卷书。
We know that Book of Revelation is one full of symbolism.
可能很多人呢都想，将来我们去的天堂就是这座城了。
Maybe many people think the heaven we are going to is this, like this new city.
所以说这个城里面没有房子，那我以后住哪里？都大家都搭帐篷吗？
And some people said there's no structures in this city.
谁也住帐篷。
Where do I live? Do I live in a tent? Does God live in a tent?
它是一个表号。
But it is not so. It is a symbolism.
它实际上，它是一位是满了生命的。它是一位，它是心腹。
In reality, this is one person that is full of life. It is a new bride.
她就是羔羊的妻。
We know that this is the bride of the Lamb.
这很清楚地告诉我们说，这是指着历世历代神在人间的经营工作的总结，旧约和新约所有蒙恩得救的圣徒们的结合。
And this tells us that this is the work, this is the summation of God's work throughout the ages among all the saints.
在这里我们讲到教会它的永远的性质，进到永远里面。
Here it tells us how church has entered into eternity.
我稍微再往下一点哈。
I'll continue.
那么我们看见从第三节开始呢，这一段呢，神在这里启示给使徒约翰。
From verse 3 on, we see what God has revealed to Apostle John.
这一个城呢降下来的时候，它有一个功用，就是神能够和人同住了。
As this city coming down out of heaven, we see that it has she has a function that is where God dwells with men.
神喜欢住在人的中间。
God delights to have habitation with men.
他怎么住在人的中间呢？
How does he dwell with men?
和蒙救赎的儿女有一个直接生命的关系。
He has a direct relationship with
the redeemed. 他的子民。
That they will be his people.
弟兄姊妹，我们是属于神的。
Brother and sister, we belong to him.
我们蒙恩得救的时候呢，我们喜欢神听我们的祷告。
After we are saved, we desire for God to hear our prayers.
我们也喜欢唱诗歌说，神啊，你是属于我，基督是属于我的。
And we also like to sing hymn that says, Jesus is mine.
这个是对救恩经历的很宝贵的一个感觉。
This is a very precious feeling concerning our
salvation. 这叫我们里面的有确据，有把握。
He gave us assurance in our heart.
所以有一首诗歌说呢，这个有福的确据哈，耶稣属我。
So there's a hymn that said, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine."
弟兄姊妹，每一个蒙恩得救的人都需要有这个确据。
But and sister, all of us who are saved, we need to have such assurance.
但是当救恩成全的时候。
But when salvation is complete.
或者生命成长一点的时候。
Or when our life began to grow.
我们开始承认。好，我们是属于神的。
We began to confess that we belong to God.
好，我不是属于我自己的。
I no longer come.
我种族的。
I don't belong to certain.
我不是属于某一种的语言的。
I don't belong to certain language.
我不是属于某一种的观念的。
I don't belong to certain concept.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是属神的。
Brother and sister, we belong
to God. 他在我们身上有完全的主权。
He has complete authority in my life.
而他行使这个主权的时候。是在生命和爱的里面。
So every time we congregate,
聚的人有喜乐的时候，要神能够得着满足，那才是真的聚会。
Whenever we felt joy in our hearts, we need to know that it is only worth
it when God is filled
with joy. 很可惜
啊，对不起，今天很多神的儿女们的侍奉啊，是要来参加聚会的人快乐，但是不一定去问主说，主啊，今天我们聚会你满足了没有？
Many brothers and sisters come to the meeting. They seek for their fulfillment and enjoyment. They forgot to ask God.
Are
you satisfied with our prayer?
我们要神来满足我们。
For ourselves, we need God to fulfill us.
或者我们为了自己做满足我们自己的事情。
Or for our own satisfaction, we do things that satisfy ourselves.
当我们承认我们是属于神的。
But when we confess we belong to God.
弟兄姊妹，神就在我们的中间。
Brother and sister, God is in our midst.
这是神，他从还没有创造这个宇宙万有之前，他对人就有这样一个意念。
And before God has created heaven and earth, He has already had this thought.
而这个意念呢，是在他儿子耶稣基督里面产生出来。
And this will is born in our Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫我们稀奇。
Brother and sister, this amazes us.
我相信我不需要再多讲了。
I don't think I need to explain anymore.
若是我们真正重生得救，
but if we're truly saved,
你尝过主的同在，
and we have taste of His presence,
我们一生难忘，
then we will never forget
it in our life. 我们走到哪里都要寻找，
no matter where we go, we will seek.
任何时刻我们要保守，
and we will try to treasure and keep.
我们要保守在这个同在的里面，
and keep that presence.
有的时候我们对这个救恩呢尝得不够深了，所以就忘记了。
Many times we don't have that taste of the depth of our that taste.
认识不够清楚。
We don't understand. We don't remember him clearly.
We don't see it clearly.
We don't see.
所以很多时候，外面的事情就把我们引诱离开了。
And we're often drawn away by outward things.
我们坚持那没有主同在的事情，过于主的自己。
We hold on to those things without His presence more than the Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹，这就是眼泪
Brothers and sisters, these are tears. These are the mourning.
属灵死亡的一些原因。
And these are sure that we belong to Him.
神要亲自与他们同在。
And God will be with them.
神不是派一个天使来与我们同在。
God did not send an angel to be with us.
有时候我们碰见一个艰难环境啊，主啊，你差遣这个米迦勒来就好了哈。
And sometimes
米迦勒是打仗的天使。
Sometimes we are in certain difficulties. We ask God to send Michael to us because the angel.
我们知道。
Even a child who are just saved can taste of it.
我讲一个小小的见证。
I gave you a small example.
我们中间有一个小女孩，她才刚刚读初中。
We have a young girl among us. She was just in middle school.
有一天在他们聚会里面呢，啊，他们彼此做见证交通。
And one day in their meeting, they had a testimony time, sharing time.
讲她怎么经历主。
And she shared how she experienced God.
那么她说呢，有一天呢，她放学了。在学校 parking lot 等他爸爸来接他。
She said one day she was it was after school. She was waiting for her father to come to pick her up.
她虽然读初中了，书包已经很重了。
She was just in middle school, but her backpack was very heavy.
看到爸爸车开来了，很高兴啊，他就把后面的车门打开，把他的 backpack 放进去。
And when her dad came, she was very happy, so she wanted to open the back door and throw the backpack in the back seat.
她放进去，她想要坐前面，所以把后门一关。他爸爸以为他上车了，就开走了。
And after she put the backpack in, she wanted to sit in the front seat, so she closed the door. But her dad thought she was already in the car, and she drove away.
就这样忘记，我们从来见，急得要命。
And she was panicking.
因为他们上过课了，老师说这等不能随便去，这个很危险的，现在的社会哈。
And because the teacher said that now the society they live in is a dangerous one.
他在想说呢，我是不是要回去跟老师报告一下？
So she thought, should I go back to
teach? 其实她回家。
The thought is, well, I can. She prayed to God and says, God, my dad left me without me. He picked up my backpack, but not me.
所以她这么一祷告，主立刻把平安赐给她。
As soon as she prayed, God gave her peace immediately.
主就跟她讲说 ，You stay put, 就站在你现在这个地方。
And God told her to stay put, stand right where you are.
她就在那里很安息。
So she stood there in peace.
因为她的手机也留在 backpack 里面，跟着走。
Because she left her cell phone in the backpack, which is in her dad's car.
爸爸一路开车一路讲话，没有回音的，一看，约在哪里？
And the father was driving and talking to the daughter, and there was no response. So he turned around, look, the daughter's not in the car.
他又回去。
And he went back.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见我们的神，他亲自的服侍我们。
Brother and sister, we see our God minister to us.
我们可以经历他的同在。
We can experience His presence.
这是生活中很小的事情。
Through the small things of our life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如果肯这样来亲近他。
Brother and sister, if we are willing to draw near to Him.
肯这样来呼求他。
If we can just cry out to Him.
肯这样来祷告他。
And just pray to Him.
你看这么小的孩子啊，他真理不是很清楚，但是他经历什么叫做主的同在。
You see, such a young child, she doesn't know all the truth, but she experienced God's presence.
她知道主住在她里面。
She knows that God lives in her heart.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有为着这个意念啊，在主面前感谢
？Friend, sister, have you give thanks to God for such kind of thoughts in your heart?
我们的神这样的爱我们。
How God loves us.
他擦去一切的眼泪。
He has wiped away all tears.
我们知道今天人有许多的痛苦。
We know that today we have many much suffering.
在罪的咒诅的底下。
Because we live under the curse of sin.
感谢主，在这一章圣经我们看见不再有咒诅了。
But we thank God, we see from this chapter there's no more curse.
因为罪已经完全被除去了。
For sin has already been removed.
今天我们虽然蒙恩得救了，我们知道我们人活在那个罪的天性。
Today we are saved, but then we still live under the nature of sin.
但是有一天呢，这个通通都除去了。
But one day all these will be removed.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹哈，你们想象那会多快乐。
I don't know if you have imagined how happy we will be without sin.
有的人在刚重生得救，被主洁净，那个释放，可能可以描写一下。
Some people can describe when how they were just saved and how they just felt their sins had all been removed.
也可以用今天美国的生活来描写。
You can also describe it with today's living in the United States.
在美国生活的人呢，只要成年人，很少人不欠债的。
And today in the United States, most adults are debtors.
我们在英文世界有个很好听的名词，不叫欠债，叫做你有 liability.
We don't call ourselves as debtors. We just call ourselves that
we have liability.
We have liabilities.
你知道填那个表格的时候啊，财务报表的时候，他不是说你欠多少债，你的 liability 有多少。
And when you fill out forms, they don't ask you how much do you owe to the bank, but then ask you how much liability
you have. 等到有一天呢，你说我那个 liability 是 zero， 哇，那多好啊
！One day when you say my liability is zero, then that would be wonderful.
有一次，我们有一个姊妹到教会来说，给我们庆祝一下，我的房子贷款付光了。
One day a sister came to church and says, "We need to celebrate. I have just paid off my home, my mortgage."
这就是新天新地里面主给我们的光景。
Friend, sister, this is the condition which God has given us, a new heaven and new earth. There's no more physical death.
也不再有属灵的死亡。
There's no more spiritual death.
他告诉我们说，我们里面再没有黑暗，没有阴影。
There's no more shadow. There's no more
darkness. 今天你我很多人蒙恩得救了，我们里面还是黑暗的。
Today, many of us who are saved, we still have darkness.
蒙恩得救了，我们一碰到事情里面还是阴影。
And we are safe, but then when we encounter difficult things, we still have shadows in our heart.
我们和弟兄姊妹见面的时候，外表上很客气，里面是有阴影的。
And many times when brothers and sisters greet each other, outwardly they are very polite with one another, but there is shadow between their relationship.
进到新天新地。
One day, as we enter into this new heaven and earth, there's no more shadow.
你想不想念天
呢？ Do you miss this heaven?
如果我们得救的时候，或者我们在基督徒的经历里面，一生的遭遇里面，有过这样遇见主啊？
In our Christian experience, if we have one experience that we encounter the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们里面呢要求主让我对他有一个想念。
And then we will always remember him.
我真是盼望能见主的面。
How I long to see the Lord face to face.
刚才我们唱的那第一首诗歌。
In the hymn that we just sang.
那个作诗歌的作者他就有这个感觉。
The psalmist had this feeling.
不是黄金街碧玉城。
It is not a city of gold or a city of jasper,
再看见你的面,
but that I may see your face.
你的容美曾经让我瞥见过一次,
I have once beheld your glory,
叫我一生想念,
and it causes me to remember all my life.
那是我的家乡,
that is my home.
我们读诗篇八十七篇,
when we read Psalm 87,
他讲那些在巴比伦的, 在拉哈伯的, 拉哈伯就是埃及。
It talks about those people in Babylon, in Rahab. Rahab is Egypt.
啊，这些人都认识神。
All these people knew God.
然后他说是腓力斯人、希顿人，他们都是生在耶路撒冷的。
And those who live in Philistia and Tyre, they all were born in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们，怎么可能呢？
Friends,
他们明明是生在巴比伦。
They were born in Babylon.
啊，像今天我们在美国呢，你虽然血统是中国人，你生在 Houston， 你就是美国人。
And just like us today, you live in the United States. So when you're born in here, you're Houstonian.
什么叫做家乡？
We know what is hometown.
家乡就是你出生的地方。
Our home is where we were born.
所以在希伯来文里面，这个家乡它原来意思是 fatherland.
And so in Hebrew, the homeland, the original meaning is the fatherland.
啊，就是父亲的家。
It's the home of my father.
弟兄姊妹们，你我照日村讲，有的人。是本地人。
Physically speaking, some of us are natives.
我们知道在美国要填这个 census 的时候，问你是什么 race 的。
As we fill out the census form, we have to answer the question, what race you're from.
你是 Caucasian.
Are you Caucasian?
Caucasian, 或者你是 Hispanic, 或者 African American, 或者是 Asian.
或黑人，或者是东方人。
弟兄姊妹们，我们看这是人把人分类。
We see men have divided ourselves between.
当我们一强调这个时候，我们很难经历神在我们中间的作为。
But when we emphasize this, then we cannot be whole of God's work.
我们只能用人的礼貌，用人的文化来交流，啊，用运动、体育来结合。
And we can only communicate with each other through our own politeness, our own culture, or through sports.
好，我们看见今天。这就是地上人用的方法。
We see that these are the method of men.
但神说不是的。
But God says no.
你们都生在耶路撒冷。
You're all born in Jerusalem.
这就是我们的 fatherland.
This is our fatherland.
我再讲一点。
I will add one more point.
人年轻的时候不在乎 fatherland.
When you were young, you don't care about your fatherland.
我们都希望呢，赶快离开家啊，去过我的生活。
We want to leave home and live my own life.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
所以我问很多年轻人，你要毕业了要去哪里读的大学？ Out of state.
And so I asked many young people, you are about to graduate, where are you going to go for college? They say out of state.
啊，我可以做我自己了，再也不需要这个做这些事情。
I have my own freedom when I leave home.
但我就是肉身来讲，一个人年纪大了，开始喜欢吃小时候吃的东西。
But physical speaking, when you become old, you want to eat the things from your childhood.
开始喜欢找到小时候的朋友，谈谈以前发生的事情。
You want to look for your childhood friends to talk about old things. You begin to remember your homeland.
在亚伯拉罕的身上
，In Abraham's life, this is so.
他是生在那座城里。
It proves that he was born in that city.
他有一个肉身的家乡在乌尔。
He has a physical homeland in Ur, in Chaldea. He has left that.
神说我引你到我应许给你的地的上去。
God says I will lead you to the promised land.
他也到了迦南。
He has also entered into the land of Canaan. But he did not build a home for himself.
他一直住帐篷。
He continued to live in a tent.
希伯来书的作者看见为什么他住帐篷。
And the author of Hebrews tells us why he lived in a tent.
因为他想念他的家乡。
Because he looked for it as a homeland.
那个家乡是这一座有根基的城。
And his fatherland is the city with foundation.
你我受浸的时候生在哪里呢？
You and I were after
baptism, 生在天上的耶路撒冷。
You were born in
the heavenly
Jerusalem.
还是说你是洒水的，你是这样那样的？好，我是复活节受浸的，也没有用。
Or you just focus on if you were sprinkled or immersed or you were baptized on Easter.
如果你
在 Those are useless.
耶稣基督的名里面，
If you're baptized,
你承认他是神的儿子。
You confess that he is the son of God.
你心里面相信他从死里面复活。
Your heart believes that he was raised from the dead.
你在人前承认他是你的主。
And before men, you confess that he is your Lord.
迟早有一天你会想这个家。
Brothers and sisters, sooner or later, you will begin to long for this home.
有很多弟兄姊妹得救那一天，主的灵在他们身上，他们就有这样的爱慕。
On the day of their conversion, they have this, the Holy Spirit is upon them, and they have this longing.
你我家乡在哪里？弟兄姊妹。
Where is your fatherland, brothers and sisters?
在天上，在基督的里面。
It is in heaven. It is in Christ Jesus.
这何等的美啊！
How beautiful is this?
神用这个来呼召我们。
God used this to call us.
我们能够像亚伯拉罕一样活在地上。
We can be like Abraham that lives on this earth. You have behold the city.
弟兄姊妹们，他解释我们今天在地上属灵的经历和生活。
Brothers and sisters, this explains to us about our spiritual life on earth.
我们没有看见这个。
If we have not seen
this, 我们不明白它的意义。
We will not understand.
我们很可能信了主。
Maybe we believe.
但是我们过一个宗教的生活。
But we lived a religious life.
仍然是属地的。
It is still earthly.
我们知道他讲到从天而降，讲到他完全的性质是属天的。
We know that the city comes down from heaven. This the nature of the city is of heaven.
我们知道地上也有属地的耶路撒冷。
We know that this there is an earthly Jerusalem.
宗教的东西了。
It has already turned to something of religion.
变成一个组织的东西了。
It becomes an organization.
变成一个传统的东西。
It has become tradition.
变成一个仁义的东西。
It becomes something of man.
今天我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
Today we need to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我们看见这一座城。
So that we can behold the city.
弟兄姊妹们，神呼召我们。
Brothers and sisters, God has called out to us.
我们为着这个家乡，我们生在这个家乡，我们爱慕它。
We live for the city, and we are born of the city.
今天在地上。
And we love the city.
地上让我们的生活活出这个家乡味。
And today as we live on this earth, we need to live out the flavor of your fatherland.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道全世界的人啊，不论旅游到哪里都要开一个自己家乡的餐馆。
We know that no matter where you move to in this whole, in this world, you will open up your own restaurant.
所以我到我
Your ethnic restaurant.
我到 Houston 来，我儿子一定要带我去一个餐馆叫老地方。
And,
家乡味。
So when I come to Houston, my son will definitely take me to a little cafe.
今天教会在地上给人的感觉是属地的，跟世界上社团一样的，还是你活出了天上家乡的味道？
Today your lives on earth is the same as those people who live in this world, or you live out a flavor of your heavenly home.
我们心里面真是盼望看见这个情况。
How a heart desire to see such a condition.
所以启示录里面讲，神的百姓从地上的各方、各民、各族、各国来，但是他们 在这个家乡里面，他们是一。
And the Revelation tells us that God's people come from all race, all nations, all lands, and all tribes, yet they are one.
神说我是阿拉法。
God says, I am the Alpha.
我是 Omega.
And the Omega.
就告诉我们说，我们知道 Alpha 是希腊文的头一个字母。
We know Alpha is the first letter.
希腊文有24个字母。
In Hebrew.
好，那么最后一个是 Omega.
In Greeks.
In Greek, yeah, yeah, in Greek. Yes. 没关系哈。那么告诉我们说，神是一切，他是第一个，也是最后一个，而且他是中间所有的一切。
It tells us that God is the first and the last, and He's also all that is in
between. 他说我是开始，我也是结束。
I am the beginning, I'm the ending.
神在我们身上开始了这工作，他一定带我们到他的目的。
God begins to work in our lives. He would finish.
他把这启示给我们，是叫我们在地上，我们与他同行。
He revealed this to us so that we can walk with Him on earth.
叫我们在地上与他同工。
He wants us to be His co-worker.
我们不是做他的工，我们是与他同工。
We're not doing His work, but we
co-work with Him. 什么叫与他同工？简单的讲，就是让神把你当成他的工作来做。
Simply speaking, it is allow you to become God's work.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗的意念。
Brother and sister, this is Paul's thought.
保罗在以弗所书里面就讲到，他们呢，他说我们呢，今天是神的工作。
In Ephesians, Paul tells us today we are God's masterpiece.
是在耶稣基督里面做成的。
It is done in Christ Jesus.
保罗是一个侍奉主的人，他应该讲说呢，你们都是神托给我做的工作。
And Paul, as a servant
对不对?
of God, should say that you are a work God has committed to me.
他说我们都是神的工作。
He says we are all His.
包含他这个做工的。
Including him, the worker.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在很多属灵的意念上面不够清楚，不够准确。
Brother and sister, today in many spiritual thoughts we're not accurate and we don't know it clearly.
所以呢，我们在不该用力的地方，我们用很多力气。在该用力气的地方，我们觉得不重要。
In some places we did not, in some places that we should use much effort, we did not. In some places we shouldn't, we use much effort.
神在这里讲到他是开始。
God here tells us that He is the beginning.
他是结束。
He is the ending.
他负我们一切的责任。
And He is responsible for all.
我们得救是他在我们身上开始。
Our salvations begin in Him.
我们侍奉是他在我们身上开始。
Our ministry begins in Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们将来被成全，是他在我们身上结束。
Our fulfillment is also in Him.
这是神向他众教会所有神的儿女们的一个呼召。
This is a calling God gave out to all His children.
神把这个呼召给我们，他也知道我们的心。
God gave us this calling because He knows our
heart. 我要将生命水的泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
He says, I will give the spring of water of life to all those who thirst without cost.
若是我们在地上渴慕神的自己。
Today, if we long for God Himself.
那是何等神圣的渴慕。
And this is such holy thirst.
渴慕耶稣基督的见证出现。那是何等尊贵荣耀的渴慕。
To hunger and thirst for the appearing of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以在这里主讲到口渴。
So here God talks about thirst. 好像
主降低了，拉到我们肉身的层面来说到属灵的事情。
He has lowered himself to such a point to explain to us a spiritual concept.
一个口渴的人遇见水，他自然就喝了。
A person who's thirsty would automatically drink when he encounters water.
神呢，白白的把生命泉的水给我们喝。
And God has given us the spring of water freely.
这个属灵的口渴在我们里面，就是我们对主有心。
And this spiritual thirst.Tells us that we have a desire for the Lord.
今天我们神的儿女们呢，我们常常用理由来遮盖我们心里面真实的光景。
And today, as children of God, we often use excuses to cover up our true conditions.
但是主知道我们的心。
But the Lord knows our true condition.
所以在教会生活里面，很多时候有人讲我有这个理由，所以不能，所以有那个理由不能。
Many times we will say, I have this excuse and this reason, therefore I can't.
其实基本上是我们对主有没有心的问题。
Basically, it is a question that we have no heart for the Lord.
这个有心呢，在我们身上就是一种渴。
And to have a heart for the Lord, it will create a thirst.
这是白白的水啊。
And God gives you the water freely.
现在到各地要喝清洁的水都要花钱呢。
Now wherever you go, if you want to drink clean water, you need to pay for it.
啊，我们要买什么矿泉水啊，什么 bottled water， 还什么品牌的
？You had to buy different brands of bottled water.
啊，今天圣灵是白白的赐给那些有心爱慕他的人。
But today the Holy Spirit will give water of life to those who have a thirst for Him.
愿啊，主在这里啊，做好了预备啊。他呼召人得胜。
God has already prepared and made ready for those overcomers.
啊，他说得胜的必承受这些伟业。
He says those overcomers will be heir of all these inheritance.
这是意思就是说，我们是新天新地的主人呐。
Brother and sister, this tells us that we are the master of the new heaven and earth.
We are the owner.
Oh, we're the owner.
啊，我们在基督里面呢，我们成为全业、承受产业的人。
And in Christ, we are heirs.
但这里。讲到一个得胜
But here it talks about an overcomer、
啊、所以这一章圣经这两章圣经里面讲到那些分别、啊、你就要胜过那些事物
And these two chapters talks about the separation that you need to overcome、
啊、像第、这一章圣经里面呢我们看见在第八节里面讲到、啊、有的讲九种有的讲八种情形
In verse 8 we see 8 or 9 conditions、
啊、胆怯的跟这个新天新地、没有办法承受
的 those who are cowardly cannot inherit the new heaven
接下来就是不信的
unbelieving cannot、
啊、我想呢这个胆怯的、啊、可能信的半信半疑
I think those who
看环境就胆怯了
coward is because they half believed、
啊、那不信的是根本没接受主的
the unbelieving they have not even accepted the Lord
我们在这一点上要胜过他
but、啊、sister we need to overcome all these things Today I don't have time to explain.
在新天新地的里面呢，做主人的主是把主看呼召我们要得胜。
But as owners of the new heaven and earth, God calls us to overcome.
今天我们要胜过我们自己的血气。
Today we need to overcome our own flesh.、
在新约圣经里面有许多地方讲到我们需要胜过的。
In the New Testament, there are many places tell us that we need to overcome.
那些不义的。在血气里面生活的不能承受神永远的产业
Those who are unjust and unrighteous Those who live in the flesh cannot inherit what God has given us
所以当我们看见这件事情我们拉到实际生活里面你就发现很真实
When we see these things and then apply to our everyday life Then it becomes very real
有弟兄姊妹讲啊我没有侍奉以前呢我有点像羔羊的我很谦卑的
Some brother and sister said Before I began to serve God I am like a lamb I'm very humble
不知道怎么搞的我一进入侍奉了都是这个弟兄惹我生气其实我
But as soon as I enter into serving God Then it's always this brother that make me angry And I'm no longer like a lamb
弟兄姊妹不是这样的
Brother and sister it is not true
因为我里面的血气没显出来
It is because the inner flesh within me
主借着我们进入侍奉
But through serving him
借着我们的弟兄和姊妹
And through our brothers and sisters
来帮助我们胜过自己的血气
He help us to overcome our own flesh
你有没有这种经历呢
Do you have such an experience
我刚刚蒙主怜悯开始走路就碰到这个经历
And when I first start serving God, I immediately encounter such things.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天主在我们身上，就是主之建造这座城。
Today God is in us to constitute and to work in us to build up the city.
我想我今天就停在这里。
And I will end here today.
好不好？我不要啊，超过时间。
And you already did.
Already did. 那么后面关于圣城的这几个点呢？如果有机会以后再教导，或者我相信有其他组的仆人们，他们会更清楚的教导。
As for the other point that I did not touch upon, I'm sure other saints will make it up.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主啊，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Lord, our heart is filled with thanksgiving.
我们蒙了何等样的恩典。
What grace we have received from you.
父神在创世以前就在你的里面拣选了我们。
Before the creation, the Father has already chosen us in you.
并且在你的里面将天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们。
And he has given us all spiritual blessings from heaven.
因为他已经为我们预备了一座有根基的城。
For he has already prepared a city with foundation for us.
主啊，今天你借着圣灵在教会中 就在做经营和建造的工作。
Today in the Holy Spirit, you are the architect and the builder of the city.
主啊，我们愿意把自己交在你的手中。
We're willing to surrender ourselves into your hand.
愿你来制作我们。
May you work in us.
愿你来引领我们。
May you come and guide us.
愿你来解释我们所有的经历。
May you explain to us all our experiences.
照亮我们前面的道路。
And shine our ways for us.
主啊，愿我们也能像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一样。
So that we may become like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们能够等候仰望那座有根基的城。
That we can wait and look for the city with foundation.
好叫我们在地上不被这个地所霸占。
That we will not be occupied by this world.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own words.
祝福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.